For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning for a great show. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. bringing you amazing information about health and wellness. Every single week we are here covering different topics related to your health and wellness needs, and it is a wonderful resource for people who are interested. Today, like every other day, I have a wonderful show lined up for you. I have a phenomenal special guest. She's the author of a best-selling book called The Hormone Diet. And we're going to be talking about hormones and how they relate to your overall health, the process of aging, and something that many, many people are interested in, achieving your optimal weight. If you want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, this is a phenomenal resource for anybody out there. If you go to the Village Green website, the Village Green Apothecary is located here in Bethesda, Maryland, and they are the sponsor for the show. They have gone through the trouble of taking every single one of our shows, all 3 years of our radio program, and archiving them on their website, which is www.myvillagegreen, all one word, myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a little radio microphone-looking icon. If you click on that, you can click on the archive show section and download any of our previously recorded shows. Now, check this out, for absolutely free. Now, about 3 months ago, myself and Dana Lake, my co-host, and some of the other staff members at Village Green went through all 3 years of shows and picked out our absolute favorites. These are the best guests, the best shows, the most useful information, things that I share with my patients every single day that people are paying for in their consultations that you can get for absolutely free. These are phenomenal resources. I really encourage you to check it out. Now, today we're going to be talking about the hormone diet. I want to introduce my special guest. Dr. Natasha Turner is one of Canada's leading naturopathic doctors and natural health consultants. Bright, energetic, and practicing what she preaches, her goal is to inspire others to make positive lifestyle choices in order to enjoy healthier lives. Dr. Turner's first book, The Hormone Diet, became a number one bestseller within 1 week of its release. The book is based on her successful clinical approach for creating hormonal balance to gain strength, lose fat, and live younger longer. She regularly contributes to various magazines and television programs as a natural health expert. Although Dr. Turner commonly assists with most types of medical conditions, her main interests are hormonal issues, weight management, preventative health, and digestive concerns. Her clinical approach has led to her recognition as one of the world's top thyroid doctors on thyroid-info.com, which, as I well know, is a wonderful resource for people seeking information about thyroid conditions. She has successfully helped thousands of people achieve their optimal weight and wellness goals. Her book, The Hormone Diet, is available on Amazon.com, and you can also go directly to the website at www.thehormonediet.com. Dr. Turner, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
That's great. So I want to start the show off by discussing this aspect of hormones and hormone balance. Now, most people, when they hear the term hormone balance or the hormone diet, the first thing that they think of is estrogen and menopause and perimenopause and hormone replacement and all of those issues that come up. And that's honestly one of the first things that I thought of when I heard the title of your book. But after reading through some of the information and through the website and some of our pre-interview stuff, I realized that your approach on the hormone diet is far greater than just looking at estrogen. And this is really what I love about it, because as a naturopathic physician myself, who who's pretty well geared into dealing with hormones and regulating hormones, I am very in tune to all of the different hormone aspects that you sort of tune into. So maybe you can explain to the listeners, you know, why balance our hormones? And when you wrote this book, The Hormone Diet, what other hormones are you thinking of? Or how does this go beyond just the aspect of, you know, menopausal women?
That's a great point. And most people, as soon as you hear the word hormone, you tune out. You think, okay, that doesn't apply to me. That's menopausal. That's for women only. And honestly, the approach in the book, I think, is so unique when I released it because of three things. Number one, I wasn't just focusing on one hormone. The philosophy of the hormone diet is that you have to achieve total hormonal balance to optimize your health, your aging, let alone your metabolism. So I think that most people don't even think about their weight loss, their hormones when they're thinking about weight loss. And in fact, you know, the most important thing is that you balance all of your hormones to achieve total weight loss. So I talk about estrogen, but the other major players, I have two categories, basically your fat loss friends and your fat loss foes. So estrogen is one of those fat loss foes when it's in too high of an amount. Insulin is another hormone that causes weight gain when it's too high. Cortisol. Then there's the fat loss friends, like your thyroid hormones, your mood hormones, the rest of your sex hormones, your growth hormones. And most of us have absolutely no idea that, the state of our hormones, let alone how important they are to balance. So I think the unique piece is that I wasn't just talking about nutrition. I was talking about all of the things you need to do on a daily basis to achieve optimal hormonal balance. So number one, I'm thinking about all your hormones. And number two, I'm thinking about all the things you need to do to balance your hormones. Now, we're already doing all these things on a daily basis. But what I've done is extensive research on how to tweak all your daily habits to improve your fat-burning hormones. So for instance, how do you sleep for hormonal balance? How do you eat for hormonal balance? How do you exercise for hormonal balance? How do you have better sex for hormonal balance? So, I mean, it's not a stretch, but most of us just have no idea how to tweak these things to improve the state of our hormones.
Right. We go through our day-to-day life eating, sleeping, exercising, doing all of these basic things, but if a little bit more mindfulness about how we do them based on very solid scientific research regarding how our body works, how our hormones interact with each other in our body, can significantly enhance the interaction of all of these hormones and how it relates to how our health is expressed, meaning more energy, feeling better, weight loss, all of those things. And I see it every day, and I just think it's so great that you put it together in a more organized format. And it is so true that you really need to think about hormones collectively. Even women who are just going in for hormone replacement need to understand that just giving estrogen or just giving their hormones to be, you know, replacing the ones that are quote-unquote lost is a very reductionistic, minimalistic approach to balancing hormones in peri and post-menopause.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's so many doctors out there that are using hormone replacement therapy, bioidentical, so natural hormone replacement therapy, or otherwise. But, I mean, I think but they're not looking at the big picture, because I think the really unique approach as well is that you have to think about how your body's going to process those hormones. So I always start out by first looking at your liver and your digestive system, because we know your liver breaks down estrogen and your digestive system helps get rid of it. How are you sleeping? How are you eating? All of these types of things, because when you restore the balance of those things first, sometimes you can use hormone replacement therapy, but sometimes it's not necessary because just changing your diet or your sleep habits improves the symptoms of imbalance. But also, you can get away with using lower dosages. And I think that, unfortunately, so many times we think that, oh, I'll just put on this cream or I'll just take this pill and it'll get rid of the symptom. And really, you have to be thinking really big picture when you want to restore total balance. And that's why Dr. Christiane Northrup endorsed the book. She said, finally, this is a program that looks at the complete big picture when you're trying to restore hormonal balance.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some of these hormones for a minute, because you touched on them and it's just a good segue to discuss them. So let's first briefly, let's talk about some of the friends. We're going to talk about thyroid hormone. Now, what, Dr. Turner, is the basic function of thyroid hormone in the body and why is it classified as one of the friends?
Well, because this is your master of your metabolic rate. So if you don't have enough thyroid hormone, everything in your body will slow down. Your brain function, you'll think slower. You'll be more prone to depression. Your hair will grow slower or fall out. You'll be more prone to constipation, weight gain, feeling cold, feeling fatigued. And this is actually, the thyroid hormone is actually the hormone that caused me to get interested in hormones myself. I mean, in 1993, I came home from work one day, and I looked at my roommate at the time from university, and I said, something's really wrong with me. I think I have a serious neurological disease. You've got to take me to the outpatients department. And up to that point, I had been exercising. I was doing about an hour a day. I was watching what I was eating and putting in a lot of effort to living a completely healthy lifestyle. And yet, to that point, I had gained about 25 pounds. And just prior to the episode where I came home from work and I was feeling so off, I had, for the prior 2 weeks, thought to myself, well, what I'm doing is not working, so I'm going to do it harder. I cut my calories more, and I started to exercise and run more. And in the last 2 weeks prior to that point, I actually gained another 5 pounds. And what was really going on in the background is I had developed a severe deficiency of thyroid hormones. So the reason why I was feeling so confused and lethargic and had gained all the weight is because I had increased the amount of stress on my body by cutting my calories so much and by over-exercising. And I actually raised the cortisol levels, my stress hormone levels, and it suppressed my thyroid hormone even more, and it made the problem even worse. So I quickly realized at that point, wow, it is totally not all about diet and exercise if you want to achieve your optimal weight.
Sure.
So,
and it's a great it's a great example of how, you know, all of these hormones are interconnected. Raising your stress hormone affected how your thyroid functioned. The same thing is true, as we talked about, with estrogen. Women who are getting on lots of estrogen for hormone replacement, estrogen affects how thyroid hormone interacts with your cells. So again, the concept of the book, the concept of looking at the big picture of hormones, not just sex hormones and estrogen, but taking into consideration the thyroid, the adrenals, the sex hormones, insulin, is really the big picture. So it's a great example. Now, the next one I want to touch on quickly is cortisol, because we all know, you know, I think there were some famous commercials, at least in the U.S., where they touted, you know, cortisol is this big weight gain hormone, and most people got familiar with it through those sort of infomercials. And I definitely agree that the research is very clear in showing that elevated levels of cortisol will promote weight gain, specifically around the midsection. And people often experience that when they're under times of stress. Now, what's interesting, it found in my experience, is that if people's cortisol output is physiologically underproducing because the adrenals are going through a process of being chronically fatigued or burned out, you can run into metabolism problems there as well. So in my experience, I've found it's a balance. Getting them exactly where they should be, not too high, not too low, is really the key to having good metabolism. What are your thoughts on that, Dr. Turner?
I actually agree 100%. And in the first book, The Hormone Diet, I had 16 different groups of questions in the book that you could answer that would tell you if you're in or out of balance. And one of the groups pertained to these are the symptoms of high cortisol. In my second book that's released here in Canada called The Supercharged Hormone Diet, I added another group of questions, and it pertained to low cortisol, because I agree, it is just as destructive for your metabolism and your energy levels and your immune system function to have too high cortisol as it is to have too low cortisol. So if you're feeling fatigued, you can't get out of bed, you feel worse from exercise rather than better, these are the types of symptoms that might indicate that you have low cortisol, and it's just as important to raise that and to restore the function of those glands without overstressing the body. You're absolutely right. High cortisol levels definitely perpetuate belly fat, even in people who are otherwise thin. So, I mean, I cannot count the number of perimenopausal or menopausal women in my office that come in and say, I am so frustrated with this belly fat that I cannot get rid of. And all of these women, most of them, are really cutting their calories, and they're doing tons of spinning or they're doing tons of running to try and get rid of it. And in fact, those two things are just raising cortisol and making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So the type of exercise that you choose to do, if you have high cortisol or low cortisol, is really, really, really important for restoring your metabolism as well. So I definitely think it's important to look at both levels. And that's why I think salivary cortisol analysis is very helpful, because sometimes you can't tell, is this person in the stressed and wired phase where their cortisol is really high, and they're having difficulty falling asleep, difficulty staying asleep, waking up between 2 and 4 a.m., or have they gone through that phase and now they're in the burnout phase?
Sure.
So that's why the saliva test, I think, is helpful.
We'll talk about testing in the next segment. So in the next segment, we're going to come back. We're going to finish up this conversation about some of the hormones. And then Dr. Turner is going to take you through some of the warning signs for some of the different hormonal problems so that you can help identify, are hormones one of the problems leading to your weight gain or not feeling well? So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and my wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. Today, we are engaged in another wonderful conversation regarding health and wellness. And I have on the phone with me Dr. Natasha Turner, one of Canada's leading naturopathic doctors and natural health consultants. She is the author of a number one best-selling book called The Hormone Diet, which really takes a very comprehensive, holistic approach to looking at all of your different hormones, how to balance them through diet, through exercise, through sleep management and other lifestyle interventions to help create a optimally healthy body. And as we were talking about in the last segment, hormones are not one-dimensional. Even a woman who's dealing with menopause issues, just getting on estrogen replacement is a very minimalistic approach and a very, very close-minded view of dealing with hormone regulation, because adrenal hormones, thyroid hormones, testosterone, mood hormones are all influenced when you change estrogen levels. So it's important to look at hormonal balancing from a broad perspective. And Dr. Turner's book, The Hormone Diet, is one of the first books to really look at this from a very broad perspective. And it's one of the reasons why, as she mentioned in the last segment, she's been endorsed by Dr. Christine Northrup, who's one of the leading experts in women's health and hormone replacement, as well as Suzanne Summers, who's been one of the most vocal advocates for hormone replacement and the use of bioidentical hormones, and also just a huge advocate for looking at holistic medicine and its approaches and applications for dealing with many common health issues that people are facing. So Dr. Turner's book, The Hormone Diet, can be purchased on Amazon.com, or you can go directly to our website at www.thehormonediet.com. So Dr. Turner, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Again, thanks so much for having me. It's a real pleasure.
Sure. So in the last segment, we were wrapping up some of our conversation. We talked about thyroid. We talked about cortisol. In this segment, just before we get into some other stuff, I'd like to talk about a few other important hormones related to weight loss and overall health. I want to talk about testosterone. It's mainly thought of as a male hormone, but we know it applies to females. And I would say the biggest misconception around testosterone in females is that if you give a female testosterone, she's going to have a wild sex drive. And I can't tell you. I can't tell you how many disappointed women have come into my office after seeing their quote-unquote integrative medical doctor and been given testosterone cream for their low libido and said it did absolutely nothing for me but maybe give me some hair on my upper lip or, you know, just really did nothing for my sex drive. And I want to just, on one hand, discuss the importance of testosterone in women as well as men, but in the other hand, also talk about the fact that sex drive and you know, sexual desire is not just limited, again, to this one-dimensional aspect of testosterone. And you really have a lot of, you know, expertise on this topic. So I'm going to let you just sort of discuss the role of testosterone in fat loss. And then if you want to touch upon that other aspect I've been touching upon, you can as well.
Well, I included testosterone as a really important hormone to balance when you were thinking about, obviously, it's the hormone diet, so people are interested in building muscle, and they're interested in losing fat, and I also want people to think about maintaining bones, so optimizing body composition overall, and testosterone is hugely important for building muscle, and especially in men, but it's also important in women, and it helps to maintain bone density in both men and women. It's also involved in libido and sex drive. But the interesting thing that I found about testosterone in my research is that it seemed that both men and women would have difficulty losing weight if their testosterone levels were low. And when I measure testosterone in both men and women, the free testosterone, which is the bioavailable one, the one that influences your bones and your libido, so many people I found are low in testosterone, and something that naturally decreases in men. Usually it's common to find it lower in your 50s, but I'm seeing testosterone levels lower in men in their 40s and in their 30s, and I think it has so much to do, number one, with stress, which causes depletion of testosterone levels. Number two, obesity, which causes increased conversion of the testosterone to estrogen in men. So if you have belly fat, if you have increased weight gain around the upper chest area, you probably have increased levels of estrogen and lower testosterone. But also because of the chemicals in our environment that cause increased conversion of the testosterone to estrogen. So things that are in plastics, things that are in skincare, parabens, phthalates, and women, I see low testosterone. They'll come in, they'll complain, I feel low motivation, decreased sex drive, I can't seem to build muscle or lose fat no matter how hard I try. And oftentimes when I measure it, the levels are low there as well. But I do find, just as you've mentioned, many of these women, they think that they're going to go on the testosterone cream or the testosterone replacement, and sometimes it does work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it does.
It does. But then the other thing I think you have to think about is all the sex hormones, so estrogen affects libido, progesterone affects libido, but also dopamine, which is one of the mood hormones and motivation hormones, and it's the get-up-and-go hormone, the one that kind of gets you perked. It's also involved in addictive tendencies, but sometimes dopamine levels get lower, and I find a lot of women don't have the desire. So I usually think about giving L-tyrosine, which is can help build dopamine levels in the brain, and sometimes that does the trick too.
Sure. So again, balancing all of the aspects of hormones are truly the most important when it comes to dealing with that type of stuff. So, and testosterone is so important in women as well as men for all of those things that you mentioned. Now, do you always use like replacement, or are there other ways to improve testosterone levels without giving actual topical testosterone?
No, definitely. I think the big thing you have to look at is, number one, stress management. So number two, diet is so important for healthy testosterone production. So making sure that you're not skipping meals, eating every 3 to 4 hours, and I try to promote people eating at the same time each day. Also eating a nice blend of protein, carbohydrate, and fat at every meal and snack. So, for instance, you would never eat fruit alone. You would always have it with nuts and with yogurt. Avoiding excessive carbohydrate restriction is important. I don't know if you deal with any bodybuilders in your practice, but I see a lot of competitive athletes and bodybuilders that cut their carbohydrate content considerably, so no grains, no starches, and testosterone levels actually drop from that. So you don't want to have too many carbs, but you certainly don't want to have too few. So I encourage people to have about a serving of whole grain, like sweet potato or brown rice or quinoa, about the size of their fist at dinner time, to make sure that they're still getting in some healthy carbohydrates, because it is linked to testosterone production. You can also use herbs. Things like Tribulus terrestris is an herb that can raise testosterone and DHEA in both men or women. Maca is another herb that I think is a nice adaptogen that helps to balance all of the sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. So I oftentimes will use that. But then you can also use the topical creams. I do recommend that you use it topically rather than taking it by oral route or by an injection. And I recommend that you just apply a small amount of the cream every morning.
I agree. Those are all fantastic recommendations. Exercise is also something that can boost testosterone levels. So that's really important for all people as they're getting older, specifically men and women, to keep your testosterone levels balanced. I don't want to say high, but to keep them balanced and optimal so that your body can function like it should. Now, I also want to touch on insulin. I mean, you had just mentioned in the break when we were talking that insulin, your whole entire next book, I hope I'm not breaking any major secrets for you here, is based on insulin. And I'm sure it's based on the fact that, you know, you've recognized, as many of us have, that insulin is one of the most powerful hormones for potentially sabotaging your optimal health in regards to weight gain, inflammation, you know, tissue damage, so many different things insulin can contribute to. So maybe you can just take a few minutes to talk about insulin and get people excited about your next book.
Well, I think the number one thing that people have to understand, that insulin is the one and only hormone that is always telling your body to store energy as fat. So right away, you have to understand that if it's the only hormone that's telling your body to store energy as fat, you never want to have too much insulin. Not only is it encouraging your body to store energy as fat, it's actually blocking fat burning, also why it's high. So it's a double whammy. And I decided to focus on insulin wholeheartedly for my next book, because I started to look at, think, why are people watching their carbs and doing a healthy, balanced diet, but they're not losing weight? And I started to realize that we all have varying degrees of insulin imbalance. Because unfortunately, we all do a lot of things every day that trigger too much insulin release. Now, the number one biggest, most common cause is eating the wrong type of carbohydrates. So, you know, white pasta, white bread, energy drinks, granola bars, sugar, you know, pastries, muffins, cookies, juices.
Even fruit, right?
Even fruit. And so those things trigger a lot of insulin release. But also artificial sweeteners, we know, like sucralose, aspartame, they trigger insulin release. Not having enough protein, fiber, or healthy fat will increase insulin release. Not having enough muscle or having an unhealthy fatty liver will increase your risk of having higher insulin. Sleep deprivation. We know that people who are sleep deprived for just a few days, 3 or 4 days, have increased levels of insulin. So that's why I actually start the whole book, The Hormone Diet, with a chapter on sleep, because I tell people it's almost impossible to optimize your metabolism and restore your hormone balance, let alone insulin balance, without sleeping properly.
So important. Yep. So go ahead.
Depression and anxiety, too. We know, for instance, people that report feeling overly angry, depressed, or anxious have higher amounts of insulin. So you have to think about how you're going to lower it. Now, first of all, I want people to understand, too, that the symptoms of having excess insulin are very subtle. So if you have cravings during the day for sweets or for carbs, if you feel hungry soon after eating, if you have an excessive appetite, of an obsession with food, if you feel fatigue after eating, if you have burning feet when you get into bed at night, or if you have belly fat, if you look down your belly right now and you pinch at your belly, you probably have high insulin levels. Those are the early warning signs. But then, obviously, on the farther end of the spectrum of imbalance are things like high cholesterol or low good cholesterol, mm-hmm. or high triglycerides, mm-hmm. or high blood pressure, or obviously type 2 diabetes or heart disease.
Yep. Insulin is such an important factor in maintaining and achieving optimal body mass index and optimal health in general. So we're all going to look forward to that book, Dr. Turner. When we come back from the break, we're going to be furthering this discussion, and we're going to be getting into some of the specific recommendations, some of the details of her program in regards to sleep and what to eat and exercise regimens on, you know, revolving around Dr. Turner's wonderful book, The Hormone Diet. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pissarro with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care, to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. You can also log in to www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive show section on the right-hand side of the homepage to listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. So if you're just tuning in to today's show and you want to listen to it in its entirety, that is a great place to go to listen. Today, I have on the phone with me Dr. Natasha Turner, one of Canada's leading naturopathic doctors and natural health consultants. She is also the author of The Hormone Diet, a number one best-selling book endorsed by many of the leaders in the field of hormone balancing and women's health, including Dr. Christine Northrup and Suzanne Summers. You can read more about the book or purchase the book by going to www.thehormonediet.com or write to amazon.com. In the last segment, we were talking about wrapping up the conversation about some of these different hormones. And Dr. Turner, I'm sure you agree, we could talk for hours on these different hormones and the role they play in our optimal health. But we're going to move on in this segment. And we're going to start off by talking about some of the different symptoms associated with hormonal imbalance. So maybe for you listeners out there, Dr. Turner is going to describe some of the different things to look out for to determine whether or not you're dealing with a hormone imbalance in your life and whether or not getting your hormones straightened out is going to improve your health. And I would argue that most people to some degree would benefit from getting their hormones dialed in, whether it's dealing with their insulin levels, their thyroid, their cortisol, their sex hormones, their serotonin. Usually something needs to be done, but Dr. Turner, why don't you talk about some of the symptoms associated with hormone imbalance?
I think I have to agree with you that probably, here's the shocking bit. I'd say that probably 80 to 90% of people are hormonally imbalanced, and yet we have absolutely no idea.
I don't want to, the funny thing is that we talk about this hormonal imbalance, but if people go into their regular doctor checkup and say, I heard this guy on the radio talk about hormonal imbalance, can you check my hormones to see if they're okay? Any usual intakes or evaluations or standard blood tests aren't going to reveal a whole lot of problems, because you have to understand that those parameters and those ways of looking at things aren't set up to identify a problem until the system is totally broken and somebody is so out of balance that their health is majorly suffering. Whereas what you've outlined in this book and what I deal with every day and lots of naturopathic doctors, including yourself, deal with every day is we're trying to optimize health. So if you may not, there may not be anything diagnosed wrong with you, but if you're feeling brain fog or if you're feeling tired in the morning or if you're feeling really any of these symptoms that you're about to talk about, it's very likely that you have a hormonal imbalance, and it's not going to get easily diagnosed or recognized by the standard type of medical tests that are out there. So with that aside, I'll let you go ahead.
No, I know. I agree. I think the most important thing you could ask yourself is, am I in balance? And people think, oh, do I have to go to the doctor to figure this out? And no, you don't. If you can pay attention to how you feel on a daily basis, because these little signs and symptoms are your body's way of letting you know that things aren't right, they aren't in balance. And so many of us think that these things are normal. You would not believe the number of emails and letters that I get at my office saying, I picked up your book and said to myself, oh, my goodness, this is me. I had no idea that this is what this meant. So I help you identify all the symptoms of imbalance and know which hormones are linked to which imbalance. You can answer all the questions in the book, in the questionnaire. It's very simple. But some of the symptoms that you might look for are, just as you said, fatigue, brain fog, cravings for sweets or for salt, an excessive appetite, difficulty falling asleep, difficulty staying asleep, worrying, having a poor memory, walking into a room and wondering, what did I come in here for, or not being able to recall someone's name. Decreased libido, difficulty losing weight or getting weight to stay off, even with your diet and exercise habits. That's probably one of the biggest reasons people's hormones are imbalanced, is that if you can't lose weight and keep it off, it's because you have a hormonal imbalance 100%. That's why I changed the whole formula for weight loss. It's not calories in minus calories out equals weight loss. You have to add hormonal balance plus the difference in your calories. That's what equals weight loss, and that's what equals lasting health. And the thing that I want people to understand is that these little cravings, the symptoms of PMS, like breast tenderness, irritability, mood swings, problems sleeping, all of these are signs that your metabolism's not optimized. And so many of us think these symptoms are normal, and they're not, let alone do we think that these symptoms are somehow linked to a metabolic imbalance. And I think the most powerful thing about the hormone diet approach is that I don't want you to think about weight loss. I want you to be thinking about restoring your total health. And when you do that, like for instance, Oprah, I remember in 2010, She said, you know, I'm not going to focus on weight loss this year. This is not going to be, that's not going to be my goal. My goal is going to be on restoring total health. And when you do that, two things happen. One, weight loss is a wonderful side effect. And number two, it's proven people are more successful. If you're not focusing on weight loss, you're thinking about restoring total health, you're more successful.
Sure. Well, focusing on weight loss usually leads to measures that are one-dimensional. So if you're just focusing on weight loss, you're not going to be looking at balancing all the hormones. And if you're not balancing all the hormones and putting your body in an optimal state, you're not setting up a situation for that weight loss to be maintained. So sure, you can put yourself on a starvation diet. Sure, you can go on some, you know, other type of diet or some other type of pill or medication that gets weight off fast. But if things aren't being balanced, that weight loss is not going to be sustainable.
And you and I, as specialists in preventative medicine, we're always looking at what can we do to help our patients age the best they can age. And I always tell people, if you feel hungry or if you have cravings, the diet that you're following is not balanced. And so that's the most incredible thing. People say to me, a patient just last week, he looked at me and said, Dr. Turner, I cannot believe that I have lost 40 pounds in the last 6 months, and I've never once felt hungry. I've never once had cravings. I had another nurse who was actually a thyroid patient, and she came to me to help restore thyroid balance but also to lose weight. But she was working shift work, and she was a Diet Coke junkie. She drank a lot of Diet Pop, and she was over-exercising, and I got her to get rid of the artificial sweeteners, and we got her to cut her exercise actually to become more balanced so that she wasn't increasing the stress. And she came back after 3 weeks, and she said, I cannot believe that within 4 days, my obsession and my cravings were complete, my obsession with food and my cravings were completely gone, and that I'm exercising less, and I'm eating more, and I'm losing weight. It's
right.
Like impossible.
Because it's all about balancing the hormones, and when the hormones are balanced, the body's in an optimal state. Now let's talk about, because I don't want to skip over this, and we're so much to talk about, and time is always short on the show. I want to talk about sleep, because that's where you start off with your book. And I think that's such an interesting and unique approach, but so incredibly important, and really, you know, underlines the incredible importance of sleep in balancing hormones. But everybody understands that sleep is good for you, and they've heard you need, you know, 7 to 8 hours a night, and if you don't get enough, all these bad things can happen. But, I mean, why, based on your research, did you stick it at the very beginning of your program, meaning don't pass go until you get sleep?
That's the only chapter that I tell every single patient to read when they come into my office. And it's because, well, 74% of us are sleep deprived. That means that 74% of us are at risk of gaining weight. And in fact, just as you've mentioned, if you sleep less than 5 to 6 hours a night, your body mass index is going to be higher regardless of your diet and exercise habits. Your sleep has also a huge impact on your appetite. So, and what's one of the biggest reasons why diets don't work is because we fall off. Well, if you are sleeping too little, you will wake up that day with higher cortisol levels. And cortisol does nasty things to our appetite. It makes us overly hungry. It makes us crave comfort foods, the sweets, the carbs. You're not craving broccoli. And it also, when you wake up that day when you've slept less, you have lower levels of a hormone called leptin, which is a hormone that travels to your brain and basically tells you, you've eaten enough, put down the fork. So right away when you don't sleep enough, you're waking up with two hormones that are two hormonal imbalances are going to make you want to eat, and not only eat too much and eat the wrong foods. So it's just about impossible to restore hormonal balance if you're not sleeping properly. So that's why I started the program with that. But the thing that I realized when I researched sleep is most of us have absolutely no idea there's a proper way to sleep. So I go through a 4-step process to improve the quality of your sleep naturally without any medications that are free of side effects. So you first have to create the perfect environment for sleeping. So, for instance, you have to sleep in absolute pitch black. And whenever I go to lecture, I say to people, you know, if I'm sleeping with a face mask on or a sleep mask, am I sleeping in pitch black? And you wouldn't believe how many people say yes. And you're not sleeping in pitch black. Light shining anywhere on your body, on your skin, even the size of a dime, will reduce the production of melatonin, which is the hormone that's required to allow you to go into deep sleep. And once that allows your body to cool down. So once your body cools down, you get to release a growth hormone. And growth hormone is the hormone that builds your muscle cells, your bone cells, your skin cells while you're sleeping. And for women, this is so important for building metabolically active muscle. We're almost entirely dependent on growth hormone to build muscle. But if you don't sleep in a cool environment, in an absolute pitch black, you won't get the release of growth hormone. So what, another rule of the hormone diet is I tell people you have to sleep in the nude. And so most people, they probably won't remember anything I say except for sleeping in the nude. But I think even if you change that one variable, it would be a huge thing to improve your hormonal balance. But
how does that help?
Well, because you should cool down when you sleep.
Gotcha.
And so I looked at studies, and I'm sure these people were very happy that they signed up for this study, but two groups of people, and they put one group, they put them both in dark rooms. One group, they had them sleep in the nude. The other group, they put them in tight-fitting girdle, or it could be tight-fitting clothing, or many women, for instance, sleep in their bra. And they measured the body temperature of the two groups, and they took salivary samples to measure their melatonin levels in the two groups. And the group that slept in the tight-fitting clothing had lower levels of melatonin and higher body temperature. So it's so important to sleep in the nude and to sleep with lighter blankets so that you keep cool and you optimize the growth hormone levels while you're sleeping.
Interesting. Okay, so we're a little bit short on time. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the dietary components, and I really want Dr. Turner to share with us some of the aspects related to exercise and her unique approach to dealing with exercise for optimal weight loss, because it's very different from the standard concept of if you want to lose weight, just exercise harder. And I think it, again, goes back to her overall idea of really balancing the system and creating an overall balance for optimal, sustainable weight loss. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. and my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. bringing you amazing topics related to your health and wellness. And today has been no exception. We've been talking with Dr. Natasha Turner, one of Canada's leading naturopathic doctors and natural health consultants, as well as the author of The Hormone Diet, a number one best-selling book endorsed by some of the biggest names in the field of women's health and hormone regulation, including Dr. Christine Northrup, Suzanne Summers, Mary Shulman, who is a wonderful patient advocate for people with thyroid disorders. So it's a wonderful opportunity to have her on. And in this show, we've been talking about all different aspects of hormone health. If you're just tuning in and want to listen to it its entirety, please go to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the homepage, on the right-hand side, we have the archive show section where we have all of our previously recorded shows there for you to download absolutely free to listen to in any format that you would like. We also have a wonderful new section that we added, which is basically the best of the best, where we went through all 3 years of this radio program and picked out only the most specific selected shows that we felt were the best ones we offered. And I will guarantee you that today's show will be added to that list. So Dr. Turner, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Hey, thank you so much, and for adding me to your best of the best list.
Sure, and I just want to make a quick mention. Her book, The Hormone Diet, can be purchased at Amazon.com or by going to the official homepage, which is www.thehormonediet.com. So in this segment, I want to start getting into some more of the specifics in your program. In the last segment, you talked about how important sleep is, and I agree, such a critical part of being healthy, and you know, so many people have sleep issues. You said, I think, what'd you say, 75% of people or something like
that's
that?
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I would say based on what I see in my clinical practice, it's more like 85 to 90% of people, because there's very few people when I ask the questions, how is your sleep? Meaning, do you have any difficulty falling asleep, or do you have any difficulty staying asleep throughout the night? I would say about 90% of people report having some issues with that at least 2 to 3 times a week. And that can be an issue. So getting your sleep dialed in so that you get growth hormone release, so that your cortisol levels go down like they should, so that your melatonin levels go up, your serotonin levels go up. All of those things are so important with sleep. So definitely get Dr. Turner's book just to learn about the sleep aspect of things.
And now, just with the, I was just going to say, with the sleep thing, you know, it's so important to try and optimize your sleep without medications. And I list in there a complete reference of lots of natural sleep aids that can improve the quality of your sleep just based on your own sleep pattern. So, for instance, you mentioned difficulty staying asleep. Well, one of my favorite choices for that is something called Relora, which is an herb that lowers cortisol. And I find that within my patients that take 2 at night and 1 in the morning of this supplement, stop waking up throughout the night. So if you can restore your sleep pattern without medication, I think it's always more beneficial.
And that is a great point, because there are so many ways to regulate sleep naturally. Medications are helpful for people that don't have the awareness or the resources to go to somebody like myself or Dr. Turner or somebody who's really well versed on natural sleep aids. But understanding the hormonal dance, the cortisol surges, the brain neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, GABA, epinephrine, glutamate, histamine, all of these different aspects need to be all in line in order for people to get good sleep. And there are wonderful ways to evaluate people to specifically figure out what issue is it contributing to their problem with sleeping. So getting in the right hands is really important. Now, the book is called The Hormone Diet, and we haven't talked really at all about food or nutrition. So I want you to talk about the dietary approach that plugs into this concept of balancing your hormones.
So in addition to starting with a program to optimize the quality of your sleep, I have readers begin on a 2-week anti-inflammatory detox. And so the nice thing about the detox step is, number one, people notice that their energy is better, that they get rid of digestive upset, reduce heartburn, improve constipation, the appearance of their skin gets better, that their energy gets better. And the nice, really nice thing, too, about this step is that we take out all the foods that could trigger inflammation and all the foods that could trigger allergies. So, and also all the foods that could trigger blood sugar imbalance, so things that can cause cravings or fatigue after eating. And and you don't have to restrict how much you eat in the beginning phases of the hormone diet. So it's a wonderful way to ease into a new nutrition plan. I just want you to avoid the foods you're not supposed to eat. Now, that being said, I have a complete 4-week recipe, meal plans, everything's laid out, so it's there. It's very easy to follow, and people love the recipes. But the most important thing, I think, that with dietary plans is that you first figure out which foods are the best foods for you. And you can do that with the detox step in this book. So I have you take out the foods, and at the end of the 2-week phase, I have you introduce the foods one at a time. It's almost like what you do with babies. You're looking for symptoms of gas, bloating, headaches, fatigue. I had a patient who had stomach pain for 25 years, and it turned out it was the half a grapefruit she was eating every day. I've had other patients with chronic migraines or heartburn and gone within 5 days just from removing the wheat from their diet or gluten. So many people identify that they have a problem with gluten. And I think that a lot of diets promote eating protein, carbs, and fats at a certain time, but they don't promote identifying which are the best protein, carbs, and fats for you. So I really believe everyone needs to start with this anti-inflammatory detox first. And that lasts about 2 weeks. And then after that, you transition into the phase of eating for hormonal balance. And at this stage, I encourage you to eat the right foods at the right times and in the right combinations so that you optimize fat burning and you maintain stable blood sugar balance and stable insulin. And this is when you really start to set the foundation for ongoing weight loss and optimizing muscle, dropping fat, and altering and improving cholesterol levels. But you do it in a way that you've already identified the best foods for you, so then the diet actually becomes personalized to specifically to you, and that's how you can look and feel your best every single day. And you'll know when you eat the food that's not the best for you. One little symptom I tell people to look for is, for instance, if you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you look puffy or you look bloated or you have dark circles under your eyes or you can't get your rings off, well, you've eaten the food the day prior that's probably triggered some sort of inflammatory response or that's caused a spike in your insulin, which makes you retain water. So you become very in tune, and it's a very simple meal plan to follow. And I give you shopping lists. I'll tell you your best protein sources, your best fat sources, your best carb sources. And the thing I point out is that any diet that promotes the removal of any one of the protein, carb, or fat groups is not going to be sustainable, and it's not going to be balanced. So it's very, very balanced approach for weight loss, and it's sustainable. And I even encourage people to cheat one day a week, because doing that actually optimizes hormonal balance. It improves your thyroid balance, and it keeps the diet working. And not only that, people, it's sustainable. And so that's the first 4 weeks of the plan. And notice I haven't even mentioned exercise, and it's because I actually don't want people to start to exercise until the third phase of the program, which is about week 5. That's because of two reasons. Number one, I want you to optimize your sleep habits and your nutrition habits first before you start to exercise, because we know that your diet not being perfect or your sleep not being perfect actually it inhibits the results you're going to get from exercise. And I don't want you to take on too much at once. So many of us have this thing that you think, oh, I need to go on this crash diet and do everything at once. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to think in the way that you have a whole life to be balanced. And phasing in these things one at a time helps you be more, it helps it to be more sustainable.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
And adding in exercise around week 5 provides a metabolic boost at the perfect time, because you've already experienced probably about 5 to 12 pounds or 20 pounds in some people. You've already dropped, probably most people have dropped that much weight in the first 4 weeks. And so sometimes people, their bodies adapt at that time. So putting in exercise is perfect to help stimulate and keep the program working. Now, when you think about exercise for hormonal balance, it's completely different than what most people think. I actually don't encourage people never to exercise longer than 30 minutes. And it's because when I looked at the research, it showed the majority of us, after we exercise for 40 minutes, our stress hormone levels start to go up. And we've talked about how stress hormone perpetuates belly fat, even in people who are otherwise thin. So you certainly don't want to be raising your cortisol levels when you're exercising. And I encourage people to do cardio only once or twice a week. So no, because I find you need to focus on building muscle and building strength. So I put together a workout that you can do at home within 30 minutes, three times a week, and that will raise all the hormones that help you age the best that you can age and not perpetuate stress, which is the worst you can do.
Well, everybody needs to make sure to get your book, thehormonediet.com, by going to www.thehormonediet.com or amazon.com. Dr. Turner, we are unfortunately out of time, actually over time. So thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate all of the wonderful wisdom you shared.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks. All right, everybody. That wraps up the Essentials of Healthy Living for this week. Don't forget to tune in next week, Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Dana Lake will be back with another wonderful show, and I will be back in 2 weeks. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Retirement is expensive. Hi, I'm Mark Tabron. Join me for an informative dinner seminar on October the 18th at Mrs. K's Toll House Restaurant in Silver Spring. We'll talk about ways to help you disaster-proof your retirement. Call 1-800-783-1564 to make a reservation. Seating is limited, so call now, 1-800-783-1564. And join me on Saturday mornings at 10:30 for how to protect and grow your money on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, WTOPFM HD2 Washington, the Washington, D.C.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. Plenty of talk about Mormons and Christians in politics these days.